All right, this is Republic Today. My name is Joe. I'm recording this November 10th, 2016, in the afternoon in New Orleans. If you've been paying attention to political news, you may know that Donald Trump has been elected president, and there's also been all kinds of other things happening in the news. Black lives should still matter. Women should still have the right to decide about their own health care. Working people should be able to live rich lives and retire with dignity. As Americans, our tax money should not be going to foreign adventures, also known as being the villains in wars. We should not be militarizing the police. Instead, the police need to be more accountable for the crimes that they commit. Both war crimes in terms of the international police of the United States, as well as the corruption, fraud, and abuse by our justice system here at home. The Taft-Hartley Bill of 1947 needs to be repealed. There should be mass unionization of labor, not less unionization of labor. Those with student loans should be allowed to declare bankruptcy, and refugees should be welcomed into this country and sent to the unoccupied so-called heartlands of the United States to establish communities. We have to stop making and selling weapons. Neighborhoods must start wrestling power away from the city governments, and city governments must start taking some power back from the state governments. We know that the great conflict of the 21st century is capitalism versus democracy. And by capitalism, I mean oligarchical capitalism, plutocratic capitalism. We also know that the states hold a monopoly on violence, and we have to keep that in mind when we look to the government for solutions to non-government problems. The state will always protect the interests of the rich over the poor, but if we can be incremental, if we can chip away a little bit at institutions, then perhaps we can enjoy a bit more equality. If the so-called Democratic Party wants to have real positive influence, it needs to do a U-turn in philosophy and forego the elitism, the capitalist elitism that led them to give the U.S. presidency, the U.S. Congress, the U.S. Supreme Court, and the vast majority of states and state houses to the Republicans. The Democratic Party turns its back on working people. Yes, Hillary Clinton had pro-women and pro-children policies that she really believed in, but that is not the structural change that the working class is demanding. Where is the pundit chatter about the Democratic Party collapsing? That the Democratic Party imploding. The Democratic Party was the party who was not unified this past election. The Republicans came home. The Democrats stayed home. The Democratic Party got what it deserved. They turned their back on the working class and they nominated the plutocratic right-wing elitist to carry the banner against Donald Trump. I mean, seriously, Tim Kaine? Tim Kaine? Does he seem like the safe choice now, Democrats? Are you glad you didn't have Sanders or Warren be the vice presidential nominee? Are you glad that you chose Tim Kaine? How about swing for the fences? Why not John Kasich? Why not? Why not get some Republicans? Why not do anything besides holding the line for the status quo? And if my tone sounds upset, I think these elitist pundits need to start understanding the difference between passion and anger. People can be passionate without being angry. To attribute anything that you disagree with as anger is why y'all thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win the presidency and Donald Trump won. Because people were passionate for change. They were angry against Donald Trump, but they were passionate for change.